The Sailor Creek flowage in Price County is sacred to brothers Dave and Butch Lobermeyer.
Fished out here from about 4 years old on.
They not only own land adjacent to the water, they also own parts of the bed underneath the water. That could never happen on Wisconsin lakes and rivers, but flowage beds are often privately owned. After a dispute, Dave Lobermeyer ordered a neighbor, actually his sister and brother-in-law, to remove their pier touching the flowage bed he owned.
So then me, knowing that I've got property rights, I told him, I said, get the hell off my land. And I told him to get their dock out.
In 2018, the state Supreme Court overturned lower court decisions and said Lobermeyer was in the right. Earlier this year, organizations lobbied for a bill that would essentially reverse the Supreme Court ruling. The so-called Protect Our Piers bill would allow anyone owning waterfront land on a flowage to place a pier, no matter who owned the flowage bed underneath. The bill found support, but died in the state Senate when COVID-19 interrupted the chamber's work, said Tom Larson, the executive vice president of the Wisconsin Realtors Association, which fought for the bill.
There was no reason to believe that it would not have passed. It was, again, passed with bipartisan support in committees, passed with unanimous support in the assembly. It didn't cost anything to the state in terms of, didn't have a fiscal impact. So there was no reason to believe that the bill would not have received unanimous support by the state Senate as well.
Now, the bill will have to start from scratch with a new session of the legislature next year. The Realtors Association plans to push for it again.
Top of our priority list. This issue impacts thousands of waterfront property owners across the state. It impacts property values.
If history is a clue, however, the Lobermeyers will fight hard to stop it.
This is state-sanctioned trespass and destruction of property when the flowage bed is privately owned.
For WXPR News, I'm Ben Meyer.